This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. Once a key swing state, it's been 30 years since Democrats controlled Ohio's State House and a decade since a Democrat was governor. The state went for Donald Trump in 2016, and the 2020 election cemented even further the GOP dominance of Buckeye politics. WKSU's Election Protection Project's Afi Scruggs reports the job of changing that has fallen to Liz Walters, a Summit County Council member and the first woman elected to head the Ohio Democratic Party. She must work hard and fast now that U.S. Senator Rob Portman will step down in 2022.
Veteran state political commentator Howard Wilkinson is more than blunt about the state of Ohio's Democrats.
Well, I would say that it's pretty bleak right now. I mean, you can't lose 15 state constitutional offices in a row. You can't lose two presidential elections in a row and not have a serious problem on your hands.
Both the 2020 and 2016 results show how scarlet the state has become. About 77% of voters turned out last November. Donald Trump won handily with 53% of the vote. 4 years earlier, he'd captured 51% of ballots. And in both elections, traditional Democratic areas moved increasingly into the GOP column. Mahoning County split bright red was 2020's big surprise when, for the first time, Republicans climbed above 50% in presidential voting. Political consultant Marianne Sharkey says the Democrats have been in trouble since the 80s when Governor Dick Celeste held two terms.
So when Dick Celeste was governor, the Democratic Party, you know, dominated Ohio. And then we had the era of Voinovich and Taft. And those two were, let's face it, they were just proven vote getters.
Since then, Republicans have strengthened their hold with strong fundraising and a deep bench. Sharkey says the Democrats lack seasoned candidates who can attract voters across the state. That disadvantage will make it hard to flip U.S. Senator Rob Portman's seat next year.
For Democrats to be able to win statewide, they have to, you know, continue to be strong in the cities. They have to get much better voter turnout, and then they have to win Youngstown and Lorain back.
Meanwhile, Republicans have controlled the political map-making in the state, drawing legislative and congressional boundaries to heavily favor their candidates. In the past, Democrats could count on the three C's, turnout in Columbus, Cleveland, and Cincinnati. But Wilkinson says that strategy ran into Ohio's changing demographics.
People underestimate the power rural counties and small counties have in a statewide election. Individually, they don't amount to much at all. You put them all together, and they're a solid, solid Republican bloc.
Walters says the party must reach out to suburban and rural voters.
There'll never be a time when the party walks away from the three C's. I think the important thing for Ohioans to remember is that we have to move away from the idea that we have to choose between working in those three C's and other places. We have to do it all.
One key is recognizing Ohio is whiter, older, and less educated than the nation at large. Techniques that help flip Georgia don't necessarily fit here, Walters says.
I think often in the party, we look to states that are having success and we say we need to be them. I think the important part for Ohio is to recognize really what we are, but we can still learn from those folks.
Meanwhile, when it comes to energizing their own voters, Democrats have been faltering, most notably in Cleveland. Only 56% of eligible voters turned out last November. The city continues to lose population to the suburbs, and while Democrats remain a strong presence, the number of Republican voters have been increasing in Cleveland neighborhoods and its suburbs.
Cincinnati area is far more reliably Democrat these days, and surely Columbus and Franklin County are.
To maintain its grip on Cuyahoga, Ohio House Minority Leader Emilia Sykes says Democrats have to strengthen their appeal to African-American voters. The party needs to register voters now, she says, not wait until the next major election.
The Secretary of State just did a voter purge a couple of weeks ago, and that historically is Black and Brown people. There's going to be municipal elections happening, and this is a great opportunity before election season to lay the foundation and groundwork of how well Democrats can and will work for people if we can earn the vote.
New party chair Walters agrees Democrats can't be on a boom or bust cycle when it comes to wooing voters. She's convinced better outreach and more visibility will help the party make Ohio a battleground state again. I'm Afi Scruggs, 89.7 WKSU.